6. He entered to find Aubrey seething with annoyance, his eyes overbright and his thin cheeks flushed.
"Where is he?" demanded Aubrey.
"Abi et excessit."
"What, already? Vae victis?"
Damerel turned his laughing eyes towards Phoenicia.
"Worthy was exactly the right epithet."
She laughed back at him.
"Oh, did you guess?"
"Of course I did. Poor man. I was heartily sorry for him."
"Sorry for that windsucker," exploded Aubrey. "Meddling and moralizing. I tell you to your head, Venetia, if you do marry him, I'll have nothing more to do with you."
"Well, I don't mean to marry him, so stop fidgeting yourself into a stew."
He stirred restlessly, wincing a little, but his angry flush began to subside.
By the time Marston brought in a tray of cold chicken and fruit and tea, he'd recovered his equanimity, and although he rejected the chicken, he was persuaded without much difficulty to drink some tea and to eat a slice of bread and butter. Damerel went away when the nuncheon was brought in, but he came back just as Nurse was preparing to change the compress round Aubrey's ankle and invited Venetia to take a turn in the garden with him.
"I regret infinitely, Miss Lanyon," said Damerel, as he accompanied Venetia down the stairs, "but I find that a taste of your worthy suitor constitutes a surfeit."
"Well, you need not say it as though you supposed I wished him to come," said Venetia indignantly.
"To judge by the very improving discourse with which he favoured me, he said precisely what anyone with a grain of tact would have left unsaid."
"Yes, he did, as though he had been Aubrey's father."